This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to the show that explores sex, sexuality and self. Very happy Ida Hobbit Day to you all. Welcome to you, Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, Dean, and welcome to Radiothon 2017.
Great to have with us our co-hosts, Tim and Benny B. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Good evening. Happy Radiothon.
We have such a big show, Andrew.
We do. As always on Radiothon, we jam-pack the studio and we get people on the phone.
Because we still need Joy.
We do.
And after what I've just witnessed, oh boy. Do we still need Joy? I just went and saw the Purple Bombers celebrate Ida Hobbit Day.
Right.
And Kevin Sheedy was part of a panel.
Okay.
I don't know whether you know much about Kevin Sheedy, but he's known to be a little bit of a maverick. And he went AWOL.
In which way? What do you mean?
Let's start with, he was pissed. and it went downhill from there. But I'll share with you insights from Kevin Sheedy a little later in the program.
And look, I think in the theme of Radiothon, which is, of course, we still need Joy.
We do.
It is Ida Hobbit Day. And, you know, unfortunately, the homophobes are still out there. Social media was...
Well, here's the thing.
Quite a bit of homophobic commentary on social media for those organisations promoting the fact that it was Idaho today.
Can I say there have been so many events today that I really haven't stopped since about 10 o'clock this morning and still going, and yep. Great to be with you. Kevin Sheedy's comments were, I guess, said in jest. What I do know is he is fully supportive of our endeavours.
Yes.
Because I had a one-on-one with him after he got off the panel and just wanted to clarify a few things before I took to Twitter and ripped him a new one. So we'll share those insights a little later, but we've got some great guests on the show tonight.
We do. We put the call out and we've got a lot...
The usual.
the usual. No, we got the usual.
We got the legends of leather.
The legend of leather in here. We can't find a group noun for a group adjective for a group of sash holders.
Perhaps you have got a collective noun for a group of leather sash holders.
Yes.
The elite of leather.
Exactly.
The legends, no less.
Yes. So we have, hide and seek favourite, Mr. Laird Leatherman, 2012, Ben.
Yow, Ben.
Well, hello and welcome.
We've also got Laird Leatherman 2016, Brad.
Good evening and nice to be here on Idaho Hobbit Day.
And we have Mr. Australian Boot Black 2017, Rhys.
G'day, guys.
Rhys, what the hell is Boot Black?
Boot blacking is the love of polishing leather, whether it be boots, clothing, vests, caps, you name it.
You like to give it a rub.
Yeah, that or a lick or a spit.
There we go. Uh-huh. And, of course, Rhys and Brad are very shortly both jetting off to Chicago for International Mr. Leather, which is only in, a matter of days' time, 10 days' time, less than 10 days' time.
How fantastic. Well, good luck to you both. We'll get to more of that a little later in the program. We also have two very special guests tonight, Andrew, that have just popped up out of nowhere, can I just say?
Oh, of course.
But they are at the top of their game. And we'll find out more about that later. It is Radiothon. We do still need joy. Andrew, there are some pretty good prizes to be run if you sign up right now.
Exactly.
And become a member of Joy 94.9.
And you do that via joy.org.au. Of course, we've got the Holden Astra up for grabs this year, which is a fantastic prize. It is a Holden Astra RS automatic worth over, I think it's $27,000, $28,000.
It's worth a hell of a lot of money and more than I could possibly dream. We also have, if you sign up and become a member, and you can do so right up until June 30, but today's the day to do it. In fact,
right
this
now.
Next hour is the hour to do it. The second prize is a Motor GP 2017 VIP experience. It includes return helicopter flight for two from Melbourne to the GP at Phillip Island on the 22nd of October, and entry to the VIP hospitality lounge hosted by none other than Mick Doohan.
Fantastic.
So, sign up, become a member, and while you're at it, actually give a donation, because, you know, we've saved lives, Andrew. You have been responsible for saving so many lives, it's ridiculous.
As have you, Dean, and as have everyone here at Joy 94.9.
So do that.
Yes.
Joy.org.au for Radiothon 2017.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
On this very special radio edition, a Radiothon edition of Hide and Seek, it is my great pleasure to welcome to the program our special guest for this evening, someone who has basically been run so ragged, I doubt whether they can possibly stand up, and that's probably why Ro Allen, our Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, is sitting at a dinner table. Ro, welcome.
Thanks, Dean. I've slipped out of the restaurant. It's all good.
Can I say, the last time we spoke, I was standing having a pee. Now you are surrounded by 7 men.
Fantastic. Not all having a pee, I hope.
No. Tell me a little bit about your day today. Idaho Hobbit Day is an important day for our community, but a big one for you.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Last year I made the joke that I thought it was just an excuse to see how many rainbow cupcakes you could get a commissioner to eat, you know. But it really is a whole week, you know. It hasn't turned into a day anymore. The amount of local governments particularly that are getting involved in Idaho Hobbit, and somebody told me that internationally we were trending, Idaho Hobbit was trending on Twitter. So, you know, it's getting much bigger, and I think we're starting to embrace it. So, yeah, my day starts at dawn, and, well, you're my last gig, Dean, so it's not too bad.
Oh, honoured.
And, Ro, it's something we really do still need, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we've got to mark how far we've come, and I think International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersex and Transphobia is a great day to do that. It's a great day to remember that we're connected to a global family. You know, that's really important. But also to remember and reignite our passion for the areas we've still got to work on, which is, you know, more than marriage equality. There's still a lot of discrimination, you know, in Australia and even in Victoria.
I think it's also important to educate people. I know today at my work, I had a number of colleagues say, "What is Idaho Hobbit?" as they had a flyer put on their desk. So it's really good to see employers really getting out there and supporting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the corporate world's really got this. They really do understand it. And, you know, it's not an acronym that's, you know, that necessarily everybody likes, but, you know, it's the one we've got, and we've got to own it, you know. Often I said on Monday night, it sounds like something more out of Lord of the Rings.
But, well, Ray, you've mentioned Monday night, and let's not just gloss over it. It was the first Vice Regal welcome of LGBTI people in Australia, and you pulled it off. Our governor delivered it.
The governor pulled it off,
And it was an extraordinary experience to be a part of. What a great privilege personally to be there. But it means a lot to be included on that level by the top tier of government.
Yeah, and she was moved. I mean, the governor really enjoyed the evening. She stayed a lot longer than she usually does. She usually, you know, because she has so many of these, she kind of nips out the back. But
you'd also made sure that she'd done her homework beforehand, because I know that you did gave the guided tour of Joy 94.9, and I'm sure there are other organisations that you took the governor on before pulling off this event. And so her words on Monday night were authentic and delivered in a warm and genuine manner.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And she was so gracious. And, you know, we as a community, we broke a few protocols on Monday night and pushed a few barriers and changed a few things the way how they do things in Government House. And that's what our community's really good at. It was always respectful, but, you know, it was the first time that they've not put pronouns on the gold embossed invitations. You know, it didn't say Mr. and Mrs. And, you know, that's a first. There were so many firsts. There were subtle things that people may not know that we experienced. But, you know, that I just said how important it is to make sure that, you know, when I've gone to Government House before, and I've been fortunate to do that, I've, you know, the aide has said, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to join the governor in the dining room? Well, you know, we briefed all the staff just to ditch the ladies and gentlemen and just go with everybody, so that for the trans, gender, diverse and intersex community, you know, no one was going to get mispronounced and everybody was going to feel included. And I don't know if everybody noticed that on the night, but everybody was just saying good evening, and welcome, and, you know, had stopped the sir and the madams, and, you know.
Which is hard to do in a space of protocol.
It is. It is. If you've worked in government or anything like that, you know, you change your protocol, it's not easy. And you train all those people to, you know, they're used to saying, you know, can I get you a glass of wine, sir, to saying, you know, something different. It's just, it's language. Language is really important. And I think, you know, people had a really welcome and inclusive night. I didn't hear anybody feel unwelcomed, you know.
And, of course, it is Ida Hobbit, and we still need joy. Why do you think we still need joy?
Well, I think that we're still experiencing discrimination. I think joy gives people a voice. There's so many diverse programs on joy. People can be feeling down. You tune into joy, you feel connected to community.
We even have dirty, filthy sex shows.
Well, you have everything, mate. your podcast and, you know, I'm about to go on the road show again. And I know that joy is really important to regional and rural LGBTI people, and particularly now you can just live stream it, you know. You can feel part of community even when you're feeling isolated. So joy is really important, and we still need joy.
That roadshow has just gone gangbusters. Congratulations for that. Well done on Monday night. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us tonight on Hide and Seek. We are honoured to have you, and we thank you for all of the work that you and Minister Foley are doing in creating this Victoria, the State of Equality. Ro Allen, hats off to you on this Ida Hobbit Day, and thank you for joining us tonight on Hide and Seek.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Ro. And don't forget, you can become a member or donate now. Go to joy.org.au and hit the big buttons right at the top of the page.
Yes, and add a little donation into that. Andrew, we didn't mention the third prize.
The Midsummer Festival VIP package worth about $1,000, thanks to Midsummer.
Unvetted access to everything.
Exactly.
Just tell them that when they pull you up at the door. now, we need to hear from some of our boys here.
We do.
We've got our legends of leather.
Yes, we do. We have got Mr. Led Leatherman 2016, Mr. Led Leatherman 2012, and the Australian, Mr. Australian Boot Black 2017, all with us in the studio. Reece, let's start with you as Mr. Boot Black, Mr. Australian Boot
Mrs.
Black.
What?
Mr. Australian Boot Black. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And so you're off to Chicago to compete in the International Boot Black Competition, I'm assuming.
That's it, exactly. It starts this time next Thursday.
And so how did the title of Mr. Australian Boot Black come up? You went into another competition.
Yes, there is a group for ALM called Australian Leathermen. They decided it was imperative to do a competition for the Australian title hold for Leathermen and the Australian title for Mr. Boot Black. That was currently for the last weekend of February. It basically consisted of doing an interview, showing your skills, working the crowd to get them to sit at your chair, all the while showing off your skills to them, but also communicating them in a manner that will get them to either come back or show interest in you as a boot black.
Is it more than polish? Is it more than the mirror image? Is it more than, is it about, persona and how you hold that and how you present that? What's the deal?
Well, I think it can be. For some people, it's a service. So mm-hmm. It's like it's offering to a dominant or the sir, the miss. For other people, it's just the love and care for showing, helping people to show pride in their own leather gear.
That's pretty cool. So your own presentation has to be immaculate in this space, surely?
Well, yes, but also it comes down to how you treat people as well. Like, if you're outright rude, no one's going to want to come and sit at your chair. But if you hold yourself in a manner where you're enticing to people, the more...
I've got a lot to learn, Andrew.
You do.
Sorry.
I was curious. So we've had the Leathermen on the show many a times. Has the Boot Blacks and the Leathermen, has this always run side by side? Has there always been a competition for the Boot Blacks? This is the first I've heard of it.
It's so on an Australian level. This is the first one.
It's held separately, but is it held internationally consecutively? It is.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. But it's the first time we've had a title in Australia.
Yes, it is.
So you're the inaugural boot black for Australia.
Oh, wow. We need to do that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this a growing trend, do you think? Are we heading... Sorry, that was a bit sudden, wasn't it? Once upon a time there were no pups, and now they're everywhere. So are we going to have boot black shiners everywhere?
Well, boot blacking's been going on for many years. I've been doing it at the Laird for about 4.5 years, and prior to that, people like Tim and Ian have been doing it for 8+ years. There is a vast community of it.
Fair to say it's never really caught on, though, here.
Well, not in a competition level, no, but it has actually caught on as a community level.
Right. Thank you for putting me in my place. I appreciate it. so good luck for your... what's your edge? What's your thing? What are you going to do to nail it?
I'm going to be myself. I'm going to just do what I did. It was make people happy. To get anyone sitting at my chair, as long as they leave with a big smile on their face and pride in their gear, I'm happy.
How good's that?
It is. It's fantastic.
Bloody hell. Nice one. Good answer. Well done.
And Reece, we're going to have to get you back in so we can chat more to you after you get back from Chicago. Because Hide and Seek is really about, having stories like yours and finding
beautiful
out more.
Stories. We want to hear them.
Yeah, and we like to hear all the gossip that happens. When you go away to these big competitions,
what are you doing?
So if you are into kink of any form, make sure you join up right now, joy.org.au.
It is the only place where you can discuss sex, sexuality and self like we do. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
This is Hide and Seek Radiothon Edition 2017. Andrew the Apprentice here. We've got the full cast, Dean Beck, Ben and Tim are with you, along with our what do we call it? Legend of Leather.
Legends
sash holders.
Of Leather. They are the crowned legends of leather. And two of them heading off to Chicago very, very shortly.
That's right. But more of that shortly. We've got a special guest with us right
now.
We
do. We have our second of our most special fabulous guest. He is not only a great sparring partner of mine, but he is the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council. His name is Simon Ruth, and he joins us on Hide and Seek. Welcome, Simon.
Evening, boys. How are you?
We are very honoured to have you on this special occasion. It's been a big day for us all, no doubt you've been out treading the boards.
Yes, yes, been around with Ida Hobbit Day today. So if you're all in there, who's at the Word tonight?
Yeah, from the look of the studio, it must be pretty quiet.
I think it's a bit light on, actually. No, it's great to have you, Simon. Where have you been for the last 3 months? You've gone AWOL, but it's great to have you back.
I haven't gone AWOL. I had a holiday.
Get out of here. Really?
I ended up at the Bears Festival in Dublin. The Bear Fla, as they call it over there.
The what?
Fla is Gaelic for festival. So,
oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Panties Bar and ended up at the Bear Fla.
Very
and,
good.
Got to Belfast, got to Paris, and went to the Bears Bar in Paris too, which was also interesting. Fortunately, they all speak English, so that made life a lot easier.
What's Paris like at the moment?
I'd never been. It was my first trip, and it's a beautiful city. We ended up in the gay area, La Marais, and much to my partner's joy, we booked an Airbnb and ended up immediately above a gay bar and a gay nightclub.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, so he was very pleased with the spot we chose.
Simon, you were there on Monday night at Government House. What does it mean to you to witness something like that?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, can you imagine that happening 10 years ago? Having, there was probably close to 1,000 queers filling that space. And
not with Jeff in power as he was in that incarnation, but no.
No. But, 1,000 queers of all shapes and sizes and genders and sexualities, and it was quite an incredible experience, I thought, and a good chance to catch up with people that you haven't seen for a long time and avoid people that you saw across the floor and said, I won't go there. But no, it was an amazing night. And when they pay for the alcohol, it's always better, isn't it? So
not
it
that we
night.
Endorse that on Joy 94.9. We are a community radio station. We abide by the guidelines as dictated to
that
us.
Back publishers.
Tim.
Now, Simon, where would VAC be without Joy? Is my question.
We'd be back in 1987, wouldn't we, or 90 or something like that. I think there was a piece of research done about 10 years ago that if you want to speak to the gay community in Melbourne, as it was back then, you either speak to VAC or you speak to Joy. Certainly, Joy is incredibly important for us as a way of accessing the LGBTI community across Melbourne and across Australia as a whole. And nowadays with podcasting, even going into parts of Asia, you're the way we deliver our messages. And Hide and Seek is particularly important to us as it's an area that we can openly discuss sexual health and tease out some of the more, complex messages that we're trying to get out nowadays. For the first time in 30 years, over the last couple of years, we've changed our two key messages. So they will go on treatment when you're ready and wear condoms. And, we know that both of those messages have changed in the last 18 months. So now PrEP's an alternative to condoms for many people. And the data's proving that it's more effective. And we now know that you should go on treatment immediately as you get diagnosed and that there are long-term health benefits for you. So it's an important place for us to be able to discuss those messages with men who are sexually active and out there playing in the community. Particularly Hide and Seek's a way for us to access parts of the fetish and leather and kink communities and bear community that otherwise we would have to be trudging around the bars and hoping people pick up a copy of the Star Observer or MCB if we ever see it again. A lot of people just don't get in to get those publications, and they're not necessarily online, but they do have access to Joy. So it's a great opportunity for us to deliver our messages to the community and on Talkback Radio to have a discussion with the community about what that means for them.
Now, it just wouldn't be an interview if I didn't nail you on something. Simon, the international campaign U equals U, undetectable means equals uninfectious. What are we going to see in that space here in Australia? Because the message really hasn't got through yet.
Undetectable viral loads are a complex area to talk about. Again, it's something we're only just learning about. We know from the partner study, 58,000 sex acts and no one passed on HIV to their partner without condoms being involved. And that study was half straight people and half gay couples. There were some gay men who did contract HIV, but apparently it had nothing to do with their partners as to how they contracted it. And that's what gay men do. But, you know, undetectable viral loads, again, PrEP's more effective than condoms, and undetectable viral loads more effective than PrEP. The gay periodic survey, when the data comes out in a couple of months, we will see that virtually everybody in Victoria and South Australia who was living with HIV who filled out the study was on treatment, and virtually all of them were undetectable or reporting to be undetectable. And this is how we're going to stem the tide of HIV and the epidemic in Australia and across the Western world.
I look forward to the day that you can say undetectable is uninfectious, and then you can say that clearly in one sentence. Simon, we need to know one thing. Are you a member of Joy?
Oh, God, Dean, am I a member of Joy? You tell me.
You are. You actually are. My next question, of course. Yes, you are. My next question. I don't think you are. It's probably time to renew, Simon.
Oh, okay. How come you always do this on air?
Because that's why I love you, sweetheart. Joy.org.au is where you do it. Just click on the button and you can renew your membership right now.
Well, I'll be in there tomorrow, so I'll do it in person.
No, we want it on hide and seek. We don't want it tomorrow. We want it now. Before you go to bed, click on joy.org.au and you could go into the draw to win
a Holden Astra.
At least. Or we could throw you in a helicopter and throw you out of it at Phillip Island.
I want tickets to Steps. I don't want to hold an Astro.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Simon. Thank you very much for your time tonight. And we really appreciate the good spirits in which you always join us. So thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Simon Ruth, the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council.
Don't forget, join up now. Go to joy.org.au. Click on the big button, as we just said, and you can become a member right now.
We better find out why we invited these fellas in a little later, but we'll do that very shortly. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dan Savage, and you're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
With Dean Beck, Andrew the Apprentice, we've got Tim Little and Benny B with you tonight on this very special Radiothon edition of Hide and Seek.
That's right, and Hide and Seek has a bit of a tradition, really, of getting the Leathermen in and around the program over the year that they are reigning. Including, of course, before they jet off to Chicago, and probably when they get back as well, Brad. But Brad, you're heading off to Chicago this coming weekend.
Yes, I head off on Saturday morning, fly out at 9:30 in the morning, over to San Francisco first, and then across to Chicago on Wednesday for IML.
And so that's on Saturday week, essentially, the big comp.
The competition actually starts on Thursday with some of the stuff that goes on in the background. And continues through to Sunday, local time over there.
It's all those funny interviews and things they do.
Yes.
Mm. Now, Brad, I mean, don't get me wrong. You look like you're not a newcomer to the leather scene. Is this the first time you've gone over to the big competition in Chicago?
Yes, it's the first time I've attended IML, and what better way to do it for your first time than as a contestant?
Jump right in.
Now,
boots and all.
Now, of course, over the last couple of years...
You'll need your own shoe shiner, but anyway.
Hide and Seek's been able to sponsor the winner of Led Leatherman and also Mr. Melbourne Rubberman, mm-hmm. who can't join us tonight because he...
Mm. International.
He got back from Kiev this afternoon,
I apologise.
Oh, soft.
Very international.
Now, what does Joy mean to you, and why do we still need Joy?
Joy's actually a voice for the community for a number of reasons. It actually lets people in the community know what's going on. It also lets the people within the community get their voice out to other people. I also was listening to someone else today, and it wasn't something I thought about until I heard it. It's basically acts as a history for us, because with all the podcasts and the amount of time that Joy's been going on, there's this recorded history that's there forever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And... hopefully, also, our sponsorship of you doing the Joy Radio training course.
Just hang on a minute. Can you imagine the archive of shit that we have got on this show?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we've done some life-saving things too, but there will be a lot of crap in there. But it'll be fun. What were you saying?
The radio training course you did here at Joy.
Yes, last December.
And hopefully that might set you up nicely for being on stage on the coming week.
Well, let's hope so. It's a big field of 63 contestants and a huge audience out there. So as long as I don't get stage fright, I'll be set.
And also in the studio tonight is Led Leatherman 2012, Ben.
1852.
He's been around for a while.
I've been around for a while and I've been in here many, many, many times.
Ben Ruth-Muller, what does it feel what, like when you see these young'uns come up through the ranks and, you know, take on board the mantle and carry it with them across the Pacific to Chicago?
I cannot tell you how excited I am.
Yeah, tell me why.
If they have a quarter, if they have a tenth of the amount of fun that I had over there, they are just, they will never forget the week that they have ahead. It's an amazing event. My title, great grandson, whatever, depends on how you count it. I lose track of these generations. And I guess the founding father of the bootblacking tradition here, they are going to just shine over there in more ways than one.
I think it needs to be said, your voice is just getting deeper and sexier the older you get. And I don't know whether it's your smoking or other things, but it's working for you. I just want to say that.
Oh, that thank you for that. I learned everything I know about radio from you, Tim.
I'm sorry. Now, Tim.
So what does it feel like seeing all these people come through? It must be quite an honour for you.
It is fantastic to see the way the title tradition is growing in Australia. Like from having Led Leatherman to now having the Rubberman title as well, which of course I'll be back to plug in about a month's time. Trust me, I'll be sending you messages about that one.
The competition or the contestants?
The bootblacking and the Australian Leatherman title, and also the pup title that's coming up on this weekend. You know, it's great to see Australia embracing this idea of building up leaders in the community.
From the old guard, why is it we still need Joy?
I'm not that old. There's really two approaches to that, I guess. I mean, from my perspective and certainly from the perspective of these guys with us, what Joy has given me is an avenue to promote the community events that we look after, the titles themselves, the charities that we support. As I just mentioned, that, you know, the amount that I've learnt about public speaking and presentation from you guys, specifically you guys, by coming in here, by spending time with you, being coached, it's been amazing. But I guess from a broader community sense, for people that don't sort of like to come into the studio, it really does provide you with a good connection to, you know, it makes you feel a lot less alone to have gay radio.
On a personal level, is it fair to say that Joy has helped you find your voice?
Very much so, as deep and gravelly as it is.
God, keep talking.
I'm aiming for the Earth kit.
And also, of course, you know, you mentioned the pup contest. We chatted to Taylor last week about that. 2 weeks ago, of course, we had Seamus in the studio with us.
What an insightful.
And that was directly because he had been listening to Hide and Seek for many years. He said, over the 8 years we've been on air here on Hide and Seek, I've never heard you talk about adult babies and diaper lovers. I want to put my hand up and do it.
And we said, hell yeah, yes. Come on in.
So that's why we still need Joy, because we need Joy and we need to provide a space for those conversations to happen.
Which means, Rest, you are booked for your return to this show, and we look forward to not only sharing your insights of what goes on over there, but more about your love for being a boot black.
Well,
just say yes.
Yeah, of course. Right.
We still need Joy. And you can sign up and become a member. We should go through the members we have got with us.
Yes, we've got quite a few members coming through.
There is one that feels that he's been guilted into membership, but thank you very much, Craig, for your membership, because your boss and your boyfriend are here. Well, one was there and one is here.
One is here.
So thank you.
And yes, everyone else is probably in the studio, but that's fine.
You can become a member. Yes. Just go to joy.org.au, and lots of great prizes, including a Holden Astra.
Yes, and a helicopter trip down to the MotoGP.
And a huge VIP package to Midsummer 2018 where you get free access to everything. Just tell them that when you go through the door. This is Hide and Seek on Joyce.
Joy's 2017 Radiothon is on now and we need your support. Become a member or renew your membership and go in the draw to win...
our major prize, a Holden Astra RS. Six-speed auto hatchback valued at over $27,000. Thanks to Holden. Let's go there. Or one of two runner-up prizes.
A MotoGP 2017 VIP experience, including a helicopter flight for two to the MotoGP at Phillip Island, with entry to the VIP hospitality lounge hosted by Mick Doohan.
Or... a Midsummer Festival 2018 VIP package, including VIP invites, passes to the 2018 festival, and more. That's all thanks to Midsummer Festival.
Sign up or renew your membership before June 30 for a chance to win.
We still need Joy, and Joy still needs you.
Your voice, your radio station.
Head to joy.org.au now.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9. I'm a unicorn, but that's a visual gag. You are listening to the Hide and Seek crew on this, the very special Radiothon edition of the show. We are your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice, why do we still need Joy?
Because it provides a voice for our community and it enables us to highlight areas of discrimination that are happening in the community.
Tim Little, why do we still need Joy?
I think just touching on what Andrew said, we still don't have same-sex marriage. Gay people, bisexual, transgender, etc. are still being killed in Chechnya, and there's injustices all over the world. And I think we need someone like Joy to really point them out and say to people, that's not good enough.
Benny B, why do we still need Joy?
I first heard Joy a few years ago when I first moved to Melbourne and I was driving a friend's car and I heard Joy on the radio and I went, oh my God, I can't believe they have a gay and lesbian radio station here in Melbourne. That's absolutely fantastic. And then I got involved with the station and since then I've met Leatherman, I've met Pups, I've met people that like to wear adult nappies and it's just so amazing the community that we have together around this station and what it does for people.
I think we still need Joy because sadly there are still people taking their own lives and there is still a lot of stigma around HIV. They are two things that we can be change makers in that space, and that's why we still need Joy.
A big thank you to Ian from Heidelberg Heights, who also just became a member.
Thank you, Ian. And thank you to everyone who has signed up and become a member of Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au throughout this week and in the next few days. Do so, and you can go into the draw to win those wonderful prizes.
Don't forget, if you do want to donate, make sure you set aside 7:30 a.m. this coming Friday, the 19th of May, to join the Hour of Power with proud Joy patrons Gary and Jeffrey during Murphy's Law, where they match your donation dollar for dollar.
Mr. Australian Boot Black Reese, thank you for joining us. Led Leatherman Brad, good luck in Chicago.
To both of you.
Thank you for having me.
And from the old school, Ben Ruthmuller, keep that voice gravelly and gorgeous.
Always be ready for you.
Thank you very much to Benny B, Tim Little, Andrew the Apprentice.
And a big thank you to David, our podcaster.
We love you very, very much. Keep up our podcasts. There'll be more coming very soon.
Yes.
Over now to the Indie Heads for a head job. Till next time, keep well, take care, and bye for now.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.